Yeah, well, even though I haven't really looked at any yet, in my head, I figure a base antenna for this for the band can't be no bigger than a foot, maybe 2 feet. You know, it ain't like 11 meter, it ain't like the CB antenna where, you know, 18 foot and depending, you know, quarter, half, 5/8, or full weight. Then you got to deal with, you know, big antenna with the ground radio sticking out and trying to get the mast into the clamps fighting that big antenna hooked up on top of it. It ain't like that. I figure you just throw the antenna on the mast, lift it up, throw it in the clamps, and you're done there, Roger.
Could probably shed a little light on it all. Yeah, I've been listening here. Good evening, third afternoon, whatever, guys. Sean here, WRUU 850. Anyhow, you're probably not going to find a base per se for this band. I'm not saying they don't make them, but I've never seen one. Bases in this service are usually cabinets that go in a closet, and then you remotely control them. It's a whole different thing. But base antennas, you certainly do. Usually a base is a mobile on a power supply, and then you have a base antenna, and that's a quote-unquote base. In the GMRS service, we'd call it a control station, actually. But regardless, the idea is to get the power and the antenna outdoors and to a good antenna. So you'll probably have to get a mobile and a power supply. And then as far as the base antennas go, now you probably could find one that'd be about, you know, 6-8 inches, a quarter wave. But most of your antennas are going to be a gain antennas, and hold on a second. Most of them are going to be gain antennas in this band, and they're going to be usually about 4, 5, 6 foot, probably about the mark, and up from there. You know, you want to get super high gain and all that stuff, you can get them, you know, 12 foot, 14 foot. But you're probably going to be looking at about a 6 foot antenna to start. And that'll offer some gain. That'll probably be, 60 dB of gain or something like that. Anywho, well worth it. You know, get a mobile, a power supply, and a stick antenna out on the chimney. It ain't all that much, and it'll make a world of difference in your performance. Anyhow, good afternoon. I'm going to pass it over to who gets in next. I'm sorry, whoever I jumped in the middle of. Sorry about that.
WSFZ 793 here. Sean, good evening, good afternoon, good evening to you. Appreciate the info. I'm a little ahead of myself here. First personal is Dave. Dave, I'm in Warren here. My friend out there, his name is Frank, and he's in Sterling Heights, I believe Sterling Heights. Anyway, we're newbies. Well, personally, I know a lot about HF and all that other stuff. I used to repair radios, and I'm a shortwave nut, but now shortwave's kind of gone to the wayside with all of them going internet and stuff. You know, this the VHF, UHF bit, I never really had that much experience repairing or even operating. That's why I took a guess at the size of the antenna, but yeah, that's some good information. Appreciate that, John. WSFZ 793, standing by.
Go ahead, Dave.